The new Suffolk County law prohibits the manufacturing and sale of the synthetic drugs known as K2 and bath salts. New York State already has a ban on those drugs, but Suffolk's law goes further by banning all strains of it. WSHU's J.D. Allen spoke to a family who pushed for this law because of how the synthetic drug K2 affected them.
Maria Burdett is a 15-year-old recovering addict. She says her fix was K2. That's a man-made chemical that has the similar effects as marijuana. Burdett says it's dangerous and addictive and being sold in many local bodegas, delis, and gas stations around her town of Huntington Station and across Long Island.
I needed that drug. If I didn't have that drug, I wasn't going to be me. I thought I was going to die, and I actually did almost die from not having that drug in my system because that's how powerful it is.
Burdett says the K2 she bought looks like oregano laced with dangerous chemicals. It was sold in brightly colored packets that cost around $15. She started smoking K2 after her mother Peggy caught her smoking marijuana and had her drug tested. Peggy Burdett says that her daughter switched to K2 because it cannot be found in a generic drug test.
Just because you're getting a negative drug test does not mean that your children are not doing something.
For nearly 2 years, Maria was in and out of school. She spent countless nights in hospitals and rehabilitation programs to fight her K2 addiction. Maria eventually was able to get clean through rehab and the help of her mother Peggy. One of the first things Maria did was join her to push for a bill to make it more difficult for K2 to get to teenagers like her.
Thank God we have a happy ending, but there are so many that don't.
They spoke to their local legislator, William Spencer of Huntington, who says he was touched by their story. Spencer introduced the bill, which passed the Suffolk County Legislature last week. He says it will punish those who sell synthetic drugs like K2 with several $1,000s in fines and up to 1 year in prison. J.D. Allen, WSHU News.